Fallen Border Patrol agent's brother, Democrat Party turned its back on Border Patrol heroes. By Nick Gilbertson on November 4, 2022. The brother of fallen Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was murdered in 2010 with guns that walked to Mexico during the Fast and Furious scandal, shamed Democrats on Friday for turning their backs on Border Patrol agents. Kent Terry was hoping to join Republican gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake, GOP Senate candidate Blake Masters, and other Republican hopefuls during a border visit Friday, Lake said. Though he was unable to make it, he gave Lake a statement to read at a border roundtable with Masters, sheriffs, and Republican nominees for Attorney General and Secretary of State, Abe Hamada and Mark Fincham. Terry slammed President Joe Biden, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, and the Democrat Party. Lake read from his statement. My brother Brian Terry served his country as a U.S. Marine and member of law enforcement before deciding to join the U.S. Border Patrol. If he were still alive, he would be disgusted at the dishonor that the Democrat Party, Secretary Mayorkas, and Joe Biden bring to the noble work of the U.S. Border Patrol. You can tell that Carrie Lake is a sincere leader who cares about our Border Patrol agents. She wants to give our agents the tools they need to succeed, which includes a border wall so they can do their jobs and come home safely to their families. No family should have to go through what my family went through. Shame on the Democrat Party for turning their backs on my brother and the heroes of the U.S. Border Patrol. In December 2010, Brian Terry was killed during a firefight with members of a Mexican RIP crew, as Breitbart News Texas's Ildefonso Ortiz reported in 2015. In the aftermath of the shootout, authorities learned that some of the weapons used to kill Agent Terry were part of the infamous Fast and Furious operation. Under this operation, the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, was allowing Mexican cartel members to purchase weapons in order to trace them to their source. Instead, the agency lost thousands of weapons that fell into the hands of the Sinaloa cartel. On Thursday, former Obama administration Attorney General Eric Holder, who has never been held accountable for the Fast and Furious scandal, which happened under this watch, appeared with Lake's Democrat opponent Katie Hobbs at a meet and greet in Phoenix. Lake said Friday that Hobbs should be ashamed to campaign with Holder. I would die of shame if I had Eric Holder anywhere near me, said Lake. That man helped run a drug smuggling operation in connection with the cartels that led to the death of Brian Terry, a brave veteran and Border Patrol member. The fact that she would be seen anywhere near that man is absolutely a shame, she added.